Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You say that as if that's like new information. You're always watching.
I know. I'm always saying I'm going through like a Trixie and Katya phase, but like, when is it a phase?
And when did it end?
I think it began in 2018. And
that's like me saying I'm going through a soap opera phase. What?
Here's the thing. I would embrace that if you said that, because I'm all about creating little moments for yourself. And it's like, if you need to create a little phrase that doesn't actually mean anything, that's fine. Go for it. Say it. What phase are you in? What's your like current era? You can lie.
Clearing out my mind era.
Ooh, no thoughts era?
Yeah.
I love that.
Just vibes.
No thoughts, just vibes. Well, welcome to See You Next Tuesday. In the last See You Next Tuesday, we had posed the question, because you were accosted with some untrue information that yes. People were messaging you, lies, mistruths, untruths, and misinformation.
Fake news.
Fake news and misinformation about yourself, of all people. Mm-hmm. Ghastly. Ghastly. And that was that you were a... What's it? True? Or is it ultimate? What's that phrase? The...
Neutral?
Is it neutral? I'm trying to remember which axis it is.
They were saying I was true neutral or neutral good.
Yep. And we had called on you, our audience...
Yeah, because they didn't know. They didn't know. I was holding it back so that I could get a fresh read. And I got to say, some of our audience is very wrong.
What were they saying? Here, I'm trying to find some.
The first person that wrote in actually wrote in before I posted it on our story. They were right. And I would like to read them. And I'm actually going to say their name. It's Nicole.
And I knew Nicole. I knew. I think I even name checked the people who would come through.
Yeah, you did. And Nicole said, based on my non-existent knowledge of D&D and reading a brief description of all the alignments, I move to implore that the diamond herself is so powerful and amazing that, therefore, she cannot be subject to the confines of these alignments because none of them encapsulate the full realm of her greatness. But if we have to choose, the only one that feels accurate is chaotic good. She is definitely not neutral, and I truly don't think anyone who listens to this podcast would categorize themselves as lawful, at least by the descriptions I've read. And that is the correct answer.
That is great.
Point blank. That is it. Now I got to get into what people have said. Lawful good is what the last few people have said. And I want to read the description of lawful good.
Someone said you're lawful evil. I'm more acceptable of that answer, by the way.
I am too. More lawful acceptable. Good. A character typically acts with compassion and always with honor and a sense of duty. Absolutely not. Lawful good characters will often regret taking action they fear would violate their code, even if they recognize such actions are as being good. Such characters include, I don't know that D&D stuff, so I'm not going to get into that. Lawful good characters act as good as a good person is expected to and required by law. He combines a commitment to oppose evil with the discipline to fight relentlessly. He tells the truth, no, keeps his word, helps those in need, and speaks out against injustice. A lawful good character hates to see the guilty go unpunished. Lawful good is the best alignment you can be because it combines honor and compassion.
To me, lawful good is not all cops, because that would hurt other cops. That would hurt some cops' feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's like, not how that works.
And to just so that we can be, we can read the correct one. Okay, so chaotic good. A chaotic good character acts as his conscience directs him with little regard to what others expect of him. He makes his own way, but he's definitely kind. But he's kind and benevolent. He believes in goodness and right, but has little use for laws and regulation. He hates it when people try to intimidate others and tell them what to do. He follows his own moral compass, which, although good, may not agree with what society thinks. Chaotic good is the best alignment you can be because it combines a good heart with a free spirit. I don't know what to tell y'all. That is the answer.
Yeah. I just don't even know that a podcast would be successful with, like, I don't think you need two chaotics on a podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, especially on a mic, like, there would just be, we would just be disagreeing all the time. And I wonder if it's, someone said that, which I was like, okay, this could be an example or why some people had voted more like lawful good or, but I mean, most people did say chaotic good.
Yeah, most people say chaotic good.
So someone did say, I'm going to say chaotic good for both, even though I feel like there are varying degrees more. That I wholeheartedly agree with, because that's the part of the chaos that it's like your own, it's not laws. It's your own set of morals and standards, which is why it's varying degrees, because you all have different codes of what you uphold or what's important to you. But I did like when people were like, evil, I guess. I'm like, I love that. Like, at least that's a hard stance versus just like neutral or good. Like, if I can't be like the best fucking hero, like if I can't be like a chaotic, lovable hero and not like, you know how much I fucking hate the Captain America until he like, what is it called when he went rogue? What did he go? What did they call it where he went in the Winter Soldier? Was it he went rogue? He went dark? What was it they called him?
I don't remember.
But whatever it was, when I was like, I hate Captain America and you were like, wait till Winter Soldier. And I was like, why? Does he grow a beard? And you're like, no, it's like he grows. He like he becomes a Captain America. And then I was like, oh, okay, there you go. But up until then, you know, he's just like fucking boring. You know? Think of like Captain America versus Tony Stark. Who would you rather be?
Yeah, Tony Stark.
Without a doubt.
But also, like, what Captain America is in the beginning is just like who Superman is.
Yeah. And we know I also don't love that man, but Yeah. So I'm glad people on this podcast understand more.
I do too. And anyone else that doesn't, you're wrong.
And we can say that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's going on with you?
Accidentally watched both of the first two Spider-Man Tom Holland movies last night.
Did you accidentally watch, or were you on Reddit and you're like, I gotta go watch him? Or
no,
was it the other way around?
Other way around, of course. No, we accidentally watched both. We were planning on just watching part of the first one. So I had a really rough day yesterday, and I will talk about it in But Am I Wrong? But Mats was like, he knows, like, first of all, I've always loved Spider-Man. Like, I am a Spider-Man girl through and through. It is my favorite Marvel franchise. And specifically when Tom Holland's Spider-Man came out, I was obsessed, and I still am. And so I've been talking about it because, like, he and I had never watched the Andrew Garfield ones together. And I was like, we have to watch them. And we watched the first one, and it's great. And I love, that was like my Spider-Man growing up. We watched it. I like loved it so much. And he was like, when I got home yesterday, he was like, I feel so bad. I wish I was there with you. I was like, no, it's okay. I was just crying in my car. And was it, would I tell you that, like, so this isn't going to mean anything to anyone else. So I'm not going to like give the exact like streets or locations or whatever, but just know that I am like leaving my doctor's appointment already just fucking sobbing. And then they make me do all these weird back road thing. And I go, okay, I guess I'm like avoiding some traffic. Then they try and make me turn left on like a 4-way major fucking street during rush hour. And I was like, no, right before rush hour. So like, it's not even like traffic, so I can get in there. And I was like, are you kidding me? And the other car in front of me went in first, and then they waited in the turn lane before they could merge into, not the turn lane.
The, what the center median.
Yes. Yeah. Until they could merge into where they need the lane where they need to go. Which so they did that. A couple cars come past and then a couple like and I'm waiting and then I go do that and I'm like behind them waiting and I see there's no cars and I'm like, okay, like oh maybe they forgot to turn their turn signal on and they're trying to like turn around or something. So I wait for like 15 seconds. They don't move and then I move to go and then they like honk at me and being like, you cut me off. And they like start speeding up to get next to me, but I'm just sobbing in the car. They like clock me and then immediately roll their window up. And then they're like, never mind. I was like, thank you. Like, thank you. But yeah, when I got home, he was like, do you want to watch Spider-Man? And I was like, we can't watch the second one because that one's too fucking sad. Mm-hmm. So we started watching the Tom Holland one. And I was giggling and laughing. Like, it's just, you know, a movie is so good when you've seen it over a dozen times and you still have the remote in your hand to rewind when you laugh and you're like, I want to watch the part again because it made me laugh. And I loved it. And I do have to say that I think Laura Harrier. Right? I'm now wondering if I'm mixing it with Laura Harvey, though. Laura Harrier. I was mixing it. That Mons was like, she looks way too old to be in high school. And I was like, but here's the dilemma. You put her in Black Klansman. And I go, what is he doing dating a high schooler? Like, she's that like right in between age of it. But I love it. It's so good. And I went on a little deep dive because I was like, why is Donald Glover in this? Like, why does he have this like random little.
You don't know why?
Melissa, then I did that deep dive and I went, this is amazing.
Yes, it is.
I love that.
You and I just share with everyone.
Yeah. So basically it started on Community. He wore mm-hmm. like a Spider-Man costume in some episode. And I don't watch that show because the guy from The Soup stresses me out.
I love him. I told you I've gone to see The Soup numerous times.
I love him too. And I loved The Soup. But like yeah. he just stresses me out when he's like not in the soup format. I'm like, what are you doing here? Who's doing The Soup? So I've seen that meme though. Like it's like a very famous meme. And so after that, people started doing like hashtag like put him in like Spider-Man. And it like went super, super viral. And then Stan Lee co-signed it. And he was like, I would love that. Like mm-hmm. this is great. And then he didn't end up getting cast in that or anything, but then
he aged out by the time they were
yeah in. And Andrew Garfield did it, and he also, we've been over this, when I was shocked at his age, he's got Margot Robbie face, he's looked a lot older for like a longer period of time. I mean he's looked the same age for a long period of time, and Andrew Garfield looked young in that movie. Mm-hmm. But
specifically they wanted Miles Morales, not Peter Parker.
But they wanted him in I meant cameo style wise, that I think he was too gotcha. Old to play a cameo in, looked too old to play a cameo in that one, even though I would look at him as peers with like Emma Stone and Andrew mm-hmm. Garfield.
They're all the same age.
I know. But I think I think Donald Glover started playing older roles before mm-hmm. they did. And I think that's part, I don't know. But then he did I don't even know which came first, the cameo in Into the Spider-Verse or the cameo in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Homecoming.
So then he has a cameo in Spider-Man Homecoming, which was great. And then apparently they even took some of his, I think the director who directed Into the Spider-Verse said that he then based the character on Donald Glover as with the Spider-Man costume on. He was like, as an image, he was like, just as a still, like, I want to watch that. And mm-hmm. like, that's kind of what shaped that, which I was like, that's so fucking cool.
Yep. And then Into the Spider-Verse, there's a few things that are there. It's been out.
I need to watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but it's there.
I love that. Like, I love when, like, people are fans of other people publicly, whether that's, like, we've did this before with Samuel Jackson, like, being a Marvel fan and then Marvel being like, actually, we're huge fans. Like, mm-hmm. I love when people do that, like, very public like adoration in like the art. It's just like, so it's just so fun to watch. Yeah. And you get to like follow through on the like the whole arc and how it ends up.
Yep. Like Ms. Marvel too.
Who did Ms. Marvel? Oh, Ms. Marvel. I thought you meant Marvelous. This is Maisel.
No.
Yeah. No, exactly. Like, I love that. Like, I love seeing people who are fans of things and then other things of people being fans of other. It's just, mm-hmm. it's fun. Mats is like, one of my favorite traits of him is like when he's having a good time, he's like, let's run it back. Like, so we enjoyed watching the movie. I was like, that was great. And he goes, nah, let's watch another movie. Like, I don't know if in our life we have ever watched one movie. Like, after we watch a movie, he goes, movies are amazing. Let's watch another. And I'm like, okay. And so we always say that we're not going to watch the whole thing. He's like, we'll watch the first 15 minutes. We watch.
How can you do that? How can you ever just watch the first 15 minutes?
Cannot stand that. Like, I am not someone, like, Mats is like, let's start watching Killers of the Flower Moon. And I'm like, no, bitch, we have to start at 2 p.m. and then we have to fucking finish it. Like, I can't do this whole, like, let's check back in the next. Like, I don't, that's also not how movies are supposed to be watched. And so I'm like, I don't want that. And
to watch a TV show.
That's what I'm saying. That's anytime he's like, well, I don't want to watch a whole movie. I go, that's called TV. Put a TV show on. I don't want to watch part of a fucking movie. But he'll also like just search up like random scenes from movies on YouTube and just watch them. And I'm like, what? Like, okay. We watched it and I love the second one. Jake Gyllenhaal he's so good in it because he's so evil and so charismatically evil. And now we have to watch the third one, but I have to wait because that one's just really sad.
I haven't seen it. I know. Shocker, right?
Wait.
I knew it was sad and I didn't want to watch it. And I was never in the right headspace to watch it.
Yeah, I would wait.
What I know now, I can go watch it because it, you know, gets fixed. But
oh, yeah. And I forgot.
Yeah.
Which I fully forgot about that. Maybe I'll watch that tonight. I guess I can actually watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, it's so, so good. And I love it. Like, I love it. Though I will say, because I'm avoiding watching the second Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man, which is the Andrew Garfield one, devastatingly, that means that I don't get to see my favorite villain, who is one of my favorite actors, who I want to lead the crusade of put this man in, have him be the next comedy action star, Jamie Foxx. And I was like, can we just watch all of his scenes? Because Matt's like,
what do you mean the next comedy action star? He's done a ton of comedy action.
I need him to be like, you know, every like, but not like buddy cop movie because they don't do those kinds of things anymore. But like, give him like a Jason Statham level franchise of like, he gets to do action, but he's also like funny. Like,
yeah.
I don't need him in like a ensemble kind. Like, he can lead it. Like, you could put him in any movie that The Rock is in. But throw Jamie Foxx in there.
Yeah.
Not true. As a side character. But you have you seen the second Amazing Spider-Man?
Mm-mm.
He plays nerdy guy, and it's so good.
I was in this headspace of where I was like, not my Spider-Man.
That's why Mods hasn't seen them. He's seen them like once, but he's like, is that my Spider-Man?
Is he a...
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's his name? Pat Fucker. He also stretches me out.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
And I saw that like in those, like in theater with my friends in high school. So like there's like this nostalgia element to it. And then when it came, I was like, Andrew Garfield just doesn't look like Spider-Man. And I was just mad about it because he doesn't. Like, he's too big. Like, he has his presence that's too big. Presence is.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, that man is narrow.
Yeah. He just has a presence. And I was just like, he didn't have that boyish, like,
see, look and to him. Me, Tobey Maguire does not have a boyish thing. He gives me, like, tree frog vibes. He's just like, he's just so, like, he's just so like jumpy and alert in a way that I'm like, you should have been playing a character who's like part frog or part snake and you just stick your tongue out and like you grab the bugs really fast. Like, that's the vibe he gives me. And like, I do think that as a universe, we've all been able to agree that like, I think even all like both him and Andrew Garfield said like Tom was the best cast for. Yeah. Like, he is.
Because he looks, they both Tom or Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire look too old. And like, yeah. Tom actually look like a high school student. And that's the problem I also have with when they make Spider-Man toys, they use the same cast as a grown man. And Spider-Man is supposed to be a teenage boy. Stop putting him in these grown men situations. Put him in, make him look like a teenage boy.
Yeah, a teenage spider boy. And like, spiders aren't jacked. Like,
yeah. Like, they make Miles look correct. And like, at that, because they're at the, when we're getting their origin stories, they're at the same, like, similar ages. Like, why can't you stop making Peter look like that?
And I do think that the casting of this one was smart because, like, Zendaya is the only, like, Tom, like, had done stuff and he was, but I wouldn't call him, like, I'm like a child actor. I wouldn't call him like a working, like Zendaya was like a working actor.
But Zendaya, like, was a producer at that time.
Yeah. So like, but she's the only one of that name, like level. So like a lot, like they actually feel, Monty's like, they actually feel like kids. And it's also the youngest that they had him portray. Like the rest of them, I think, start junior or senior year. And he starts as like freshman or sophomore, however old you are at 15. Though I will say I did notice something in the rewatch. Of like, so we don't, the origin story is his parents are dead. And that is, whether we see that or we don't, isn't all the origin stories. Not once in any of the Tom Holland ones do we ever acknowledge that he had parents. And there's this one line where when Laura Harrier's dad, what's her name? Liz. Just doesn't fit, which I know that like there's a, we go based off of comics and I go, Liz, she does not look like a Liz whatsoever. Her dad is like, you know, has a court trial going to that. And he goes, I'm so sorry. I like can't even imagine what you're going through. And I'm like, boy, you, both of your parents are supposed to have died. Like you can imagine like not having your parents. Like this is so weird. Well, and Mons was like, I think he mentions it. And I like couldn't find it anywhere. He even acknowledges that his parents existed.
Maybe if Madam Web continues,
then you and I'm like, part of me is wondering, like, so why aren't they talking about it? There has to be a reason. Like, does he know? He goes, oh my god, I don't have parents. Like, it's just, it's so fucking weird.
What I do like about, I mean, I like a lot of things about Tom Holland's, but also they made like Aunt May the right, even though I know in the comic books that Aunt May and Uncle Ben are old as fuck, but they should be around the same age of what his parents would be.
Yeah, that was a big oversight initially. Yeah. I was like, this doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense. Okay. And also, like, especially when they would show, like, young Peter Parker being, like, saying goodbye to his parents. Let me go flash forward. This man's only grown 7 inches. Like, this is, he was around. It's not Harry Potter being dropped off on a doorstep, never met his parents, was a baby. And so it's like, it is a little bit crazy how it's like his parents have died and like it's been these years and now suddenly they're walking around with their like hunched over backs and their white hair being like, ah. And I'm like, what? Huh? A little confused by that one. Yeah. And also, Aunt May, like, the best possible scenario, your parents are dead. You live with your hot aunt in New York City and you get all this free shit because she's hot. Like, and you know who, there's nobody else it could have been. If they said, we're making Aunt May hot and everyone went, Aunt May's hot, Marissa Tomei. Like, there's just nobody else you could fucking cast for that. And she's so good at it.
She's so good.
I love her. Yeah. And so then obviously after that, I had to be like, I had to get my Tomei a fix. And I went straight to my Reddit and I went, show me the video. And I am just obsessed with it. And then I ended up on, God, this part's embarrassing. I'm not going to clock specifically, but just know that I then followed a link from a Reddit to Tumblr that was taking me through an entire timeline of them dating. It goes, dates back to like 2016 when she like accidentally posted on her Snapchat something she meant to send to just like him personally, being like, this girl misses her boyfriend so much, pouty face. And then like, I'm like, these people are, they were on top of it and they've chronicled. And I felt like I was back at like the Kaler master post. Like I was just like, I am deep dived in this Google, in this Tumblr where people are sharing all of these. People are like, there was Thanksgiving at Zendaya's house and her cousin posted a Snapchat and we found them sitting in the background on the same chair. And we looked up the chair and the chair is this much wide and this much wide. And based on their heights and how they look in the photos, she would have to be sitting on his lap in order for them to both be sitting in this chair. What? And based on where their heads were located. And I was like, I love you people. I love women in STEM. And it was just amazing to see that happen.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. It cheered me up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
What about you? What's new with you?
I'm back in LA. I've been back since Sunday. I don't know.
How was the flight?
The flight was actually pretty perfect, except for that's what I was going to do. I was trying to remember what I was going to do, but am I wrong on it? And I was like, I came up with something, but I can't remember. Now I got it. I'm changing what I'm doing. I'm back at what I was about to say. The flight was like a good flight. It was a good flight, except for two things, and I'll get into that in my but am I wrong.
I have to say, you did an impeccable job of scheduling around like the only 48-hour window where it didn't rain or rain wasn't predicted.
I know.
And it's coming back full swing.
I was watching the weather, and it was very smooth, except for the people next to me they were very nice, but very annoying. Like when the drink cart came around, they're like, we'll get you something. I'm like, I'm not taking my mask off. But like, they're very nice, but they kept like singing out loud.
Oh my God. Have you seen that video of that woman who was trying to be like sing on the plane? And then Gia's like, I'm just doing what Jesus told
me. Yes. Yeah. I did see that. They were talking very loudly. They couldn't understand why the time wasn't right on their phones.
Oh,
and then I could hear them say, look at her phone and see what it is. And I was just like, it hasn't changed because we're in flight mode. And I was thinking, you know, like maybe this is the first time they're on the plane. No, they travel all the time. All the time. It felt like this was their very first time on the plane. It was just like this couple in their like late 50s, I would say.
The excitement is not worn off of air travel,
I was just
guess.
Like, I guess it's great that you still enjoy life. Like every day is your first day on earth.
Too much zest.
Can we calm down?
Like I want a zest for life, but like that's really zesty.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe they're just like retired, you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think like vibe. I'm a big believer in like we should be able, first of all, fuck work. If someone doesn't want to work, I'm like, cool. Go for it. But also like the idea of like being able to retire earlier, though I do think it is smart for people to be like, acknowledge if you would actually enjoy like being retired and not working. And like, would you have enough things to fill your day? Because I don't have that much zest like that.
Yeah. They FaceTimed while we were sitting there on like, they didn't put headphones on. So it was just everybody.
It's my worst.
I was in the priority group and I was like, maybe I shouldn't have been in this group because they were also in priority and we just happened to be sitting next to each other.
Oh,
and
God.
So we were sitting there for like 40 minutes and they're, it was just annoying. But yeah, the flight was good. I've been hitting the ground running as soon as I got back. But I'm tired. I'm excited about a couple audiobooks I'm directing. Had to get in somebody's ass for somebody that didn't pay me for work I did in December.
Ooh.
But other than that, everything's been good.
I'm excited for your audiobooks that you're doing as well.
Thank you.
So is Mods, I told him. Because I went, oh!
Yeah, Coco's excited too because she loves this person. Like, loves them.
What's not to love?
I know.
Big fan. Big fan. How are your plants doing?
Oh, I forgot to set them out, which I should have when it was raining because they would have been great because they were flourishing when I left for Christmas. But I was in a big rush.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah, they're not great, but they'll get
better. They're still there.
Yeah.
They're still kicking. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that for you. I'm, oh, shit. I need to write down. Go to nursery. There's a nursery nearby us that's closing. And so things are going to be on sale.
Mm. But since I'm changing my, but am I wrong? Now I can just talk about what I was going to do.
Oh, yeah.
But, so I had posted, like, how I was resetting my life and now Monday was my new January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so many comments from people, like, very, like, excited and were like, I wish I could do it. And I was like, you can do it. Who says that there's rules? Like, if you want to reset your life, then just do it. You don't have to wait for someone to give you permission. And I was surprised at how many messages I got from people like that. Like, probably like 30 something messages.
That's crazy. Cause I also believe, like, firmly believe in, like, we do this all the time. Like, you and I are like, we're fully reinvented our lives. Mm-hmm. And we'll say this to each other offline. And we're both like, awesome. You're going to do that. I think I'll do it around the same time too. Perfect.
Yeah.
But like, it is crazy to me because I'll see people like ask about like New Year's resolutions. And I'm like, I've reinvented myself 6 times before I get to New Year's.
Like, I was like, when I started this year, I was like, I'm going to live like by quarters. And then I was like, the end of March is too far away. I got to restart now. Like, I can't wait. So here I am restarting. It's a new year. I haven't even had my birthday yet.
No, you haven't.
Mm-mm.
That never happened.
It didn't happen.
I need to wrap your present. It's here.
No, you don't.
But it's a very satisfying shape to wrap. I think it would be fun.
Okay.
So we'll see. It's depending for you. On it. Yeah. No. For you. First of all, wrapping presents is always for me. I love wrapping presents. But no, I feel the same way. Like, I'm a big believer in, like, seasonally, I will be like, do I want to change my life because it's like the mm-hmm. weather is changing? But then also, I'm like, it's Monday, I'm changing my life. It's Thursday, yeah. I'm changing my life. Like, it's Tuesday, I'm going to change my life. Like. Mm-hmm. I run fast and hot. Like, I'm just
And I'm not a person that's like a new day, a new beginning, because that's too short term. I gotta like make a little plan.
Yeah. If I have a notes app, I'm unstoppable. Like, I can, mm-hmm. It can be a new day, a new week, a new year, a new month, a new leaf, whenever, because I've got that little notes app on my phone. I can make a little bullet point and I can be mm-hmm. like changing my life.
Right.
I think that's why we work well together, because we both get in those moods. And you had one of those moods, like, I don't remember, like a couple last year, but a couple months ago. And you just sent me like a 17-page Google Doc. And you were like, so I've overhauled and this is what we're doing. And there's no expectation for me to then do that. But then mm-hmm. it's like the time where I'm like, oh, here, Melissa, I like made this entire merch thing for us to do in the future. And you're like, amazing, cool, perfect. And we just, you file
check
it back,
that off the
you
list.
Stack it in. Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, when we have our business meeting next week, we're going to reevaluate our list. That's
exactly
what I was thinking in my head.
More people need to make lists. Making, mm-hmm. like, the amount of advice I give people, I go, make a list. Like, when people just wake up and start their day without a list, how do you know what you're supposed to do?
And how do you know, like, if you accomplish what you were supposed to do that day?
How do you know if you're supposed to call the jury, if you're supposed to call into jury duty?
I literally put, like, text people.
Oh, I literally, every day.
Yeah.
I put shower on mine today.
Great.
Because I desperately need to, because I've been doing some yard work.
Get ready. So that's included in the shower. We need to live stream tomorrow. That's on my list.
Oh, let me put that on my Friday to-do list, which also includes my dentist appointment. And what's also on my to-do list today is to charge our ring doorbell. And now I'm texting Mons. Can you charge the doorbell?
See? And how would you have remembered?
That's great. I recommend to everybody, if you have ADHD, making a list and getting a significant other or a roommate. Because there's something that's so incredibly helpful where we have a shared to-do list and he will see things on it, or I will get mail, or I'll just like talk at him where I'm like, I just got this thing in the mail that I have to like redo my registration. Will you remind me to either put this on my to-do? Like if I haven't taken my meds for the day, I'm like, will you remind me to do this, this, or this, or whatever? And then yesterday he's like, oh, I got your new registration. And I was like, first of all, it was so nice of you. It's not what I was expecting, but that's very, Thank you. So kind and so helpful. It's hard to solo it.
All right. Anything else?
No. I mean, I've been doing a lot of yard work. Our lawn, our yard is being overgrown by this thing called a Cape honeysuckle.
Mm-hmm. I know what that is.
It's killing our jasmine. It's killed half of our jasmine. And so naturally, I went at it with vengeance, without gloves on, hyper-focusing. And did I use the hands that also had the freshly healed blisters from when I burned my hand? Oh, yes, I did. My fingers were so swollen, I couldn't put my ring on.
Do you don't think that being outside is also adding to your allergies?
Maybe, but maybe I need to get another allergy test because like I historically have not been allergic to outside things, which is why I was so confused when my allergies were so bad in Palm Springs. And you were like, bitch, you're allergic to dust and there's sand and dust everywhere. And I was like, oh my God, you're so right. But like, I don't know about like that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know, but I should figure it out. It's like,
the outdoors is dusty too.
I know. And I don't know why I like don't think that. But I've been just like hacking away at this and like making such good progress. And like Mats is there with like the clipping shears and he like in like gloves and he looks over at me. No gloves. I'm wearing jeans and a little white like cable knit sweater and I'm breaking the branches with my bare hands and twisting them and ripping them apart and like just like stepping on things with my little boots. And he's like, your hands are, this is not a smart idea. And then I came back inside and I was like, ow. But I made a lot of progress. So it's going to be good. And then we're going to get a chainsaw and we're going to saw them down. And
we?
I don't even really want him to have a chainsaw.
I don't either.
I know. I'm going to have to figure this out because he's like, if you don't feel comfortable chainsawing, I can't. I go, well, I also don't feel comfortable with you chainsawing.
You need to just go to Home Depot, or not Home Depot, Lowe's. And see who's outside. That's and right. Say, can you come over?
And I low-key trust myself more with a chainsaw, which is saying a lot. Do you know what I mean? And I don't trust me with the chainsaw whatsoever.
I don't trust either of y'all.
No, me neither.
Mott's and his hand injury at mm-hmm. the place, and then you're just clumsy.
I'm super clumsy, and the thing with him is like he's not like most men. He's not big on patience, time, and reading directions. He's like, I'll figure it out as I go, and I go with a power tool. Mm-mm. So we have to figure that out. And we bought a lot of other plants and flowers and stuff that I've been planting, which look so good and so cute. And we're going to make huge, fantastic strides.
I have faith.
Me too. And I just ordered batteries for my metal detector. And the soil
is
soft.
You said it in a way of, I just ordered batteries for my sex toy. But you're like,
first of all,
metal detector.
Getting aroused just by the thought of me going in my backyard detecting metal. And the ground is soft. I was pulling up weeds the other day, and I like was touching the ground, and then I had my little like shovel, and I went, This is metal hunting ground. And
I'm excited for you.
I'm so fucking excited. I am planning on setting it up either tomorrow or this weekend, depending on when it rains. It's gonna be so fun. I feel like I'm gonna like have like the kids in the neighborhood be like following around, like, what is this? And I'm going to everybody's yards and like, what do you have? Like, let's find it, treasure. I can't fucking wait. I'm gonna like get to the point where I'm gonna start asking Mots to like bury things for me to find.
And that goes along with your treasure hunting.
Exactly. My kink is treasure hunting. Anyways.
That could mean anything.
I was about to say, I don't even want to Google it because I'm sure that it has like an actual meaning and mm-hmm. it's not what
disgusting.
I was saying. Yeah, I'm sure it's really bad. I'm sure it has to do with poop. Mm-hmm. It always
That's
does.
That's all I think of. You That's do. All I thought of. Little nuggets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. On that note, we hope you enjoyed. And we will see you
next Tuesday.
Bye.